Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Jesus tells us that he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And he was the example of humiliation. Jesus was. And I know all the things that are going on in the world right now, the scientific things, the medical things, the educational things, the political things, we're getting bombarded by things. All the discussions are political. Everything's about things. And I get it, because the pendulum is swinging all over the place. We've gone from Biden to Trump. We see what's going on. It's head spinning. But ultimately, this could be your last day. Ultimately, this could be your last 5 minutes, and you will be before the Creator. So what I'm talking to you right now is reality, the reality. This is not AI generated. I don't do my work studies on pulling up AI topics. This is coming from my heart, a man that was saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, absolutely convicted of his sins, and directed to put out messages. Let's talk about the humility of Jesus Christ out of the gospel. I want to go to the second chapter of Philippians. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. That sums up humility, gang, right there. I'll read it again. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. You know, selfishness, me, myself, and I, my comforts, you know, my wants, my desires are all about me. They have nothing to do with others. Nothing. I might throw other people a bone every now and then, my flesh nature, to take care of them. But I actually have to take on the mind of Christ, who in the garden thought more about me. The Word of God in the flesh, in the garden. And I believe when he was in the garden, he was all flesh. I believe that. I believe he totally took on the nature of a human lamb in that garden. And he didn't want to go through it. But he esteemed you and me higher than himself, to the point where even he wanted to bail out. Three times he said to the Father, if there's any way to let this pass. But no, the Father knew it had to happen. And Jesus each time said, nevertheless, not my will, not his will, but your will, Father, let it be done. And that's the epicenter. That's the foundation of humility. When we put our will down and we give our will to the Father. I'll read that again. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. You know what vain glory means? Useless glory. The glory of man. The glory of the respect of men. But in lowliness of mind, get off your high horse. Let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is how we take on the mind of Christ. We're told right there, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know, and I have good friends. I have one friend in particular, taking care of his, you know, he's in his 60s. He's taking care of his dad. He's taking care of his mother-in-law. He's taking care of grandchildren. Now, I pray he doesn't wear himself out, but at any given time, any of us could throw our arms up and say, put him in a home. put them in a home. And many times, I'm not going to throw stones because I had to take care of my mom and dad. And I'm self-employed, you know, so I was able to. By the grace of God, I don't know what I would have done if I would have had to take care of my elderly parents when I was raising a family, because I was off to work. I was working 12, 14 hours a day. How on earth am I going to be able to take care of anybody? I was bringing home the bacon. So, I mean, I'm not going to throw stones at anybody in their snapshot of life. However, there are times where the Lord might say, okay, I've given you some time. I've given you a few bucks, and you're going to have to, you know, put yourself down. And you might have to change the diapers of an 85-year-old man. You might have to do things with an 85-year-old woman because she can't do anything for herself. Yes, this is called esteeming others higher than yourself. Yeah, that's what it's called. You know, it's a do word. It's a do word, D-O. Jesus Christ is not just a hear word. It's a do word. And sometimes it's kicked into gear and it's manifested in the flesh. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So here we have Jesus, equal with God, and yet taking on the form of a man and being spit on by his creation, having nails driven through his hands by his creation, dying for his creation. That's how important we are, guys and gals. I'm not trying to puff us up, but it's a reality. We were creations. We're not equal with the trees and the birds and the bees. We are made in the image of God. That's why when I do go into Walmart and I see what's going on, I want to cry because these people are made in the image of God. They need the attention of God. They need to go to God. They don't need to go to tattoo their bodies up, pierce themselves all up so others can look at them to get attention that way. You don't need attention from anything. The closer you get to God, the closer he gets to you. Don't go anywhere else. Don't go to a spouse. Don't go to a child. Don't go to a group, your Moose Lodge, your Masons, your Elks Committee, even your little Bible studies. Don't go anywhere to try to seek attention. Jesus Christ gave you all the attention. He showed you his love at the cross. Like I said at the beginning, the ultimate humiliation. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. When it says the word of God became flesh, this is what he's talking about. He made himself of no reputation. Can you imagine that, equal with God, and to make yourself of absolutely no reputation? Does that make you shake and quiver, knowing that when you get before the Lord, anytime you think you were somebody, that this is who you have to compete against come judgment day? How on earth are you going to compete against this? How on earth are you going to whine or complain against this? When God himself, walking the earth, became of no reputation. And he took on the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, being found in fashion, and that word fashion means appearance, because he became flesh, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Who did he humble himself to? The Father. Why did he humble himself? Because of the love for you and I. Yes. Wherefore God also has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ, who actually became a man. It's a mystery. The word of God, equal with God, turned himself in the likeness of men. It's a mystery, but it makes sense. Because you look around, you see how corrupt everything is. No matter how beautiful it is, it's going to die. No matter how beautiful that woman is, she's going to get old. No matter how strong that man is, he's going to get old. All right? No matter how beautiful that car is, it's going to end up in a junkyard. It's like a gigantic $3 bill joke. So you say, how am I going to escape this mess? How can I escape this joke? And then all of a sudden you say, wow, Lord, what a plan. What a plan. Death came on this earth because of one man, Adam, and death is going to be consumed because of one man, Jesus. What a plan. The plan actually makes sense. When your eyes are open and you meditate on it, it's wonderful. I'll read this again. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, oh, what a name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And this is all because of humility. And this is all our example, people. And we were made in the image of God. And we are partakers in this glory. And we're going to be changed in a second, in the blink of an eye. Boop! That quick. Gone? Gone. I remember my dad dying in my eyes, dying in my arms. His eyes were with me. And the next thing I know, his eyes were gone. Still staring at me, but he was gone that fast. Still remember it like it was yesterday. And we're all appointed once to die. Once to die. There's no reincarnation, gang. You die one time. And then there's going to be a judgment. Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be a judgment. I tell you right now, choose Jesus, because he'll wipe your sins away. He'll put them into the sea of forgetfulness, we're told. You are a new creation in Christ. You don't have to hold the burdens of sin from your past when you choose Jesus Christ. Why? Because all things become new. Old things are passed away. Isn't that great? Isn't that fantastic? That no matter how ugly and disgusting you were, that you are washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's so wonderful. Now that you know that, use the Holy Spirit, follow his conviction, and do not go back to the pig pen. Because we're warned, we go back to the pig pen, things are going to become seven times worse. We're even told, this is how bad it is, gang, or how realistic it is. We're told by Peter that it's even better that you never even heard the word of God than to hear the word of God and to go back on it. Yes. Now, a lot of this is within your soul. I'm not your judge, because a lot of this has to depend on willfulness. Willfulness. In other words, you willfully choose to turn back. And I'm not your God. I don't know when you know, deceit or turns into all-out willfulness. I don't know. But I do know I better be on guard. I do know if I'm told I'm a soldier, that I'm in a war. I do know that I'm told to endure and to resist and to fight to the end to be saved. I do know that. So I know this isn't some simpleton message to make me feel good. And I know what my Savior had to do. And he was humiliated for me. Yes, he was humiliated for me. My time is about up. Fight the good fight of faith, Christian. Stay in a battle. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.